Hello everyone. So my talk today is about the coupled about a chemical cycle iron and organic carbon in forest soils. We have not really done something for the long-term experiments, but we are interested in applying these some similar concepts and ideas to the long-term sites. Hopefully it makes sense to audience here. I'm Yu Frank Yang from University of Nevada, Reno, and this work is mainly done by my students, Qian, and we also have collaborators from Wisconsin, Georgia Tech, Peking University, and I want to thank the financial support from the Department of Energy. Just a little bit of background, like the carbon cycle is one of the major biogeochemical cycle related to the climate change and also can cause feedback to the temperature increase. And the soil, as we know, is one of the largest carbon pool on the Earth's surface. Like the number is here, it's like the stored 1.5 trillion tons of carbon. So if this organic carbon can be stored for long term, then it can act as a sink and mitigate the carbon emission. But if this carbon is degraded quickly, then it will cause positive feedback to the temperature increase. And our current understanding about the carbon stability is still has large uncertainty. But the current scheme is that the interactions with soil minerals is one of the major factors governing the stability of organic carbon in soil. And iron oxide is one of the most important minerals, like interacting with organic carbon because of its high surface area and also incorporation capacity. And also just the ubiquitous existence in the natural soils. But to the other side, we know that the iron oxide can be subject to the virus, like the redox reactions just in the natural environment while it's experiencing the anaerobic aerobic transitions. So like iron 2 can be oxidized to iron 3 can be reduced to iron 2. And during these like the redox reactions, the iron bound organic carbon can be potentially released and also transformed to either CO2 or methane, like depending on whether we are exposing the aerobic or anaerobic condition. And what makes the figure more complicated is the organic carbon can also be actively involved in these redox reactions as electron shuttle. So organic carbon can accept electrons first, then donate to the iron 3 as a terminal electron acceptor. So to uncover the process for the iron bound carbon during these redox reactions is one of the unknown question for completely understanding the carbon stability in the natural soils. That's also one of the major questions we have been working with in the past 2 to 3 years. So we have sampled 14 different soils across the United States. Then we just measured the total carbon, shown in the very left bar, then the total organic carbon, the middle bar, and the very right bar is the iron bound organic carbon, just by the disulfide citrate bicarbonate extraction. And the take home message from this figure is we have the number for the iron bound organic carbon contribution to the total organic carbon is up to 60%. On average, it's around 28%. So that means iron bound carbon is indeed one of the important components for the carbon cycle in the natural soils. We cannot eliminate that. I just highlight a couple of soils here, which with a range of the fraction of iron bound carbon to the total organic carbon, we will use this soil for the anaerobic aerobic transition experiment, which I will discuss in a minute. Before we jump to those manipulation experiments, we further look at the reactive iron content in these soils, shown in the left scale in this figure. And the right scale is the carbon iron ratio in these four soils. And so the circle are these carbon iron ratio. When we look at these numbers, most of the number is ranging from 1 to 10, in this range. This number is an indicator about how the carbon and iron like interact with each other. So like when we have the carbon, meaning just the suction on the surface or iron oxide, because the it's like the surface area dominated, so normally the carbon iron ratio will be relatively low. It's probably just below one. So that means when this number is relatively low, then it indicates the suction is dominating the interaction between iron and carbon in these soils. But if the carbon is incorporated into the structures as shown in this like co-precipitation of the incorporation scheme, then the carbon iron ratio can be relatively high, can up to like 10 to 20. And for our number in this range, like it indicates like both suction and incorporation, these two magnets can both contribute substantially to the interactions between iron and carbon in these forest soils. And to quantitatively attribute the interactions to these two magnets is not available at this point. And the bottom figure is showing the relationship between the fraction of iron bound carbon to the total organic carbon with the iron content. But basically, there's just like no correlation. The P number is like very high. So that means the amount of iron oxide minerals is not critical in like regulating the content of iron bound organic carbon, because like just shown here, the interactions between iron and carbon can be various. So how the iron is interacting with carbon, and consequently what's the iron mineral structure and what's the carbon composition, is more important than just the amount of the iron. So with this, like the basic information for the content of iron bound carbon in spatially distributed forest soils, we just used the four soils I highlighted before for anaerobic reduction reaction, and we monitored the kinetics for iron reduction and also the carbon transformation. So like we have done that for the four soils, just namely soil A to soil D here. Then this is the kinetics for the generated iron 2. And the first column here is dissolved iron, the middle one is the soft iron, the right one is the total iron. And we have done a bunch of the controls, like I will not bother you for the detail at this point. And the bottom line is like within 8-day treatment of the reactions, we found up to 50% of the iron 3 oxide reduced by like the pure culture incubation. So, and the majority of the iron 2 is still soft on the surface. So that means if you compare the soft iron with the dissolved iron, we can see that the number is like the pretty high for the soft iron, like compared to the dissolved iron. Dissolved iron like the contributes minorly to the total reduction. So that means like the when the iron is reduced, the iron ion is now released to the solution phase. It's still soft on the soil surface because there are lots of the minerals which can like the retain these iron ions. Then we like also monitor the release of carbon. So here the left bar is the concentration of the dissolved iron carbon, and the right bars are the right scales are for the fraction of the dissolved iron carbon to the total iron carbon at the like very right scale, and also the fraction of the iron bound organic carbon, the fraction of DOC to the iron bound organic carbon. So then, like if we compare the carbon release to the iron reduction, we can see the comparison is depending on which soil we are talking about. For the soil A, we can see that if we use the very right scale here, like after 8 days, like if we assume all the carbon is from the iron bound component, like up to 100% of the iron bound carbon is released to the solution phase. When we see like around like the 20% of the iron reduction, so the carbon release is much higher than the iron reduction. But if we look at the other three soils, the carbon release is lower than the iron reduction. And we also have done the experiment for the synthesized complexes, which I have like given talks on like yesterday and also on Monday. And we have done that for the crystalline iron oxide and also non-crystalline of lens crystalline ferrohydrite. We found that for the hematite, the carbon release is always higher than iron reduction during the anaerobic reactions. But for the ferrohydrite, the comparison between the carbon release and iron reduction is depending on the carbon iron ratio in the system. So like our comparison here just indicates potential importance of the ferrohydrite to the anaerobic reactions on like in our system. And the bottom line is if we look at the correlation between the reduction and the carbon release, we can see a good correlation if we compare the release, the DOC, and the dissolved iron too. And for these soils, the iron content is not that high. So that means if we take soil to the X-ray diffraction, we cannot see the iron oxide. It's like just too low to be detected by the diffraction. But the iron is really important for the release of organic carbon under this anaerobic like the process. So that means even iron content is not that high, but it really plays an important role in regulating the carbon release under the anaerobic condition. Like in addition to quantifying this correlation, we also take the sample to the Canada, like the beamline salt, to image the carbon and iron distribution. So this is just one particle, then this is carbon, this is iron. So the bright is like the highest concentration. So we for this particle, we can see a very, very good correlation between the iron and the carbon. So that means for these soils, like not only on the macro scale, but even on the micro scale, we see a regulation of iron on the carbon. Then we want to also look at how the iron minerals is transformed during the anaerobic reactions. So this is the exzymes for the iron, and we use the ferrohydrite as the iron 3 standard, and we use the siderite as iron 2 standard. And here we show the O represents the sample, original sample, R is the sample after reduction. So then if we compare these spectra, we can see the dominating oxidation state is shifting from iron 3 to iron 2, like upon the anaerobic reaction. And the left one is original exzymes, that the right one is derivation exzymes. So this just showing the contribution of iron 2 in the soils after reduction, which is consistent with our measurement for the soft iron. And so here is our exact spectra, which is another bigger figure, but based on the linear model fitting, we can see the contribution of different minerals for the original soils and the soil after reduction. Then if we calculate the change in the fractions, if this number is positive, that means this fraction is increased after reduction. And if the number is negative, it means this fraction is decreased. And the ferrohydrite is this gray bar. So that means like after reduction, the ferrohydrite fraction is decreased. They are either reduced or transformed to other more crystalline iron oxide, which is like the support importance of this lens crystalline iron oxide in like the process of the carbon during these anaerobic processes. So we also look at the carbon composition by the XPS, especially for the surface component. And we see after reduction, like the carbon oxygen function group is increased. So that means this OH group, or those hydroxide function group, is more enriched on surface after the reduction, potentially because their interactions or coordination with iron oxide and consequent resistance to this reductive transformation. And lastly, not leastly, we also measure the electron accepting capacity of organic carbon, and we found a very good correlation between the reduction and the electron accepting capacity of carbon. So that means like these interactions between iron and carbon is not one way, it's not just iron reduction influence the carbon release, but the carbon chemical nature can also regulate iron reduction. So the more electrons can be accepted by the carbon, then the more iron will be reduced. So this is like a really coupled cycles of iron and carbon in these forest soils. So I want to ramp up my talk just to emphasize that again, like we just found this, the iron oxide can play an important role in the regulating the carbon processes, especially under anaerobic conditions, and consequently during the redox transitions. And this is like the two-way interaction. So hopefully we can also apply similar idea for some like long-term studies. So we think that I would like to thank you for your attention and answer questions if there's time. Thank you.
Any questions?